we have got God's agents, and we have got satanic agents. These are agents. And most of the times, they don't even know that God is using them. But when you begin to pray for your gates, to say everyone that God has sent to come at my gate and become a miracle, begin to function now, you will see what will happen. Listen to me. Listen to me very well. I'm not just making up this teaching. Let me show you. Psalms 24, verse 7 to 8. Can you read it?
Psalms 24, verse 7. The Bible says, "Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Verse 8. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
In Matthew 22, from verse 23 to 46, we're not reading that one. I'm just going to give you stories. The Bible says Jesus had problems. His biggest problem that he had in his ministry were the leaders in Israel. These were Pharisees, Sadducees, men who had studied the Torah, the Jewish Bible. These are the people who were withstanding Jesus. These are the people who certified his death. But when you read in the book of Psalms 24, we see there is a clearance at the gate of Jesus, at the human gate. Scripture says, "Lift up you gates. Lift up you heads, all you gates." To lift up, it means to open. When you lift up a gate, we're not talking about the gates of nowadays of remote, where you press and then it goes to the side. No. In those days, a gate was a beam. And they would lift it up. You understand?
Yes.
So scripture says, lift up your heads. So the people who are being mentioned here are people. The gates that are being mentioned here are people. It says, you everlasting doors, be lifted up. Because there were doors in Israel and gates in Israel, which were people. These people would become gates. They would not allow Jesus to preach in Jerusalem. These were people who would not allow Jesus to enter in the temple. They would say, who are you? They would stop Jesus. And David, in the Old Testament, before Jesus was even born, he cleared in the spirit the gates. That every person who become a head, a leader, give space, Jesus wants to pass through. So when Jesus came and began ministry, he had no obstacles. Though the obstacles were there, they couldn't do anything because there was a decree in the spirit that you gets be lifted up. You wicked people be lifted up, and the King of glory is coming in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord Jesus Christ, mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. So open up. So when Jesus Christ was doing ministry, there was already a message. Be lifted up. Am I talking to you? One day Herod woke up in the morning to stop Jesus. He said, tell him to stop ministry. Jesus says, tell that fox. That was the answer from Jesus. tell that fox, I'm doing ministry today and tomorrow. And I'll finish on the 30th day. Because in the spirit, Herod was a get. If you have to do ministry in Jerusalem, you need his approval. He can open it for you, or he can cross for you. Government officials in every country, they are gates. They can open for revival. They can close for revival. They can open business opportunities. They can close. They are gates. And that's why humans are gates. There are people right now in your life who are gates. In Exodus chapter 5. Let's go there quickly. So it does not matter. Oh my God, I feel you are getting this properly. Are you getting it?
Yes.
Somebody say every person.
Every person.
Every person.
Every person.
Who is a satanic agent.
Who is a satanic agent.
To stop.
To stop.
My destiny.
My destiny.
I command you be lifted.
I command you be lifted.
In Exodus 5 verse 2. Can you imagine God has made a decree that the people of Israel must leave? Hello? Do you understand? God has made a what? A decree that God's people must leave Egypt. They must go to Canaan. Who was the gate? Who would allow them to go or to stay? It was Pharaoh. The scripture says, can you read it for me?
And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go.
Did you hear that point?
Yes.
He says, who is your God that I must listen to him? I will not let you go. But what was the voice of God? Let my people go. Imagine there is a voice in the spirit that you should come out of a situation. Satan didn't come himself to stop Israel. What the devil did, he raised up a person to resist. There are people right in there supposed to be promoted. But there is one woman in that office. So you will never be promoted. Say human gates. Imagine you're in a ministry, whether you're in a branch or wherever. Then a leader on top of you, the devil packages him properly to become a gate. No matter how you pray, no matter how you do well in ministry, you'll go nowhere. Say human gates. Listen to me. Don't take this statement lightly. Ever heard the word witchcraft? Those are human gates. There are people right now who the enemy has packaged. When you meet them, they smile at you. But when they go behind, there is a charm they speak to. And they mention your name. Yeah, you will not go anywhere. Unfortunately with witchcraft, most people who are being bewitched, they don't even know they're being bewitched. They think everything is okay. But look at your life. Every human, the enemy is putting at your gate. We speak in the name of Jesus with divine authority. Clear now. Be lifted in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something. If the enemy is raising up people at your gate, you are doomed. Handle them.
Amen.
To the contrary, at the same gate, there are people God wants to put there for you. Isaiah 60 verse 11. See that scripture. You'll be very shocked what it says.
Therefore, your gates shall be open continually.
Are you seeing how the Bible is talking about gates? It's like everywhere, gates. It says your gates shall open. You say,
your gates shall be open continually. they shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring to you the wealth
that
of the
who?
Men.
Human gates. There are people that God is going to put them at the gate. And when these people come at the gate, the Bible says what? They'll bring what? Wealth.
Of the Gentiles and their kings in procession.
There are people who are supposed to give, to bring contracts. There are people who are supposed to give you a job. There are people who are supposed to give you financial breakthrough. If the enemy crosses the gate, they will never come. The Bible says the only time you will feel, you will meet these people is when the gates have opened. So when Satan stands at your gate, you apply for jobs, you never get one. You do this business, nothing will happen. Imagine a business, a simple business that everybody is running for. Everyone has got customers, everyone. But when you open it, no one is coming to buy. Because the enemy has crossed the what?
The gate.
No opportunities, no nothing. Because human gates, where God is supposed to bring people who will become your access, your entry point. So as we speak right now, all people you know, useless people, when you are telling them you have a problem, they go and gossip about it. You don't need such people. May God open up your gates and bring people who will take you from one level to another. I speak in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, read again the scripture, but now we're going to read it in a new translation.
Your gates will stay open day and night to receive the wealth of many lands.
You understand?
The kings of the world will be led as captives in a victory procession.
Did you hear what the Bible says? Yes. Now, before we continue, ask yourself a question. Am I having people who are coming to my direction with the breakthroughs, with the projects? Are you having people? Or in fact, it's you who's looking for the people. The Bible doesn't say the gates shall open and you will come out to look for opportunities. It says opportunities will come. It's just people. The job you're looking for, it will not fall from heaven. Someone has to employ you. The promotion we're talking about, somebody has to actually give it to you. In fact, whatsoever you are looking for, there is a human has to be used. And when Satan closes the gate of humans, the human gate, no one comes. You'll be struggling. You'll be struggling. As I'm talking to you right now, it's you who's looking for. I pray as a prophet. This is stopping tonight. No, you're not getting this prayer. This is a serious prayer. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Wherever you are, raise up your two hands. Say in the mighty name of Jesus.
I command
my gates to open. Continually. So that men can bring my wealth. In Jesus' name. And the Bible even challenges you. It's not saying just men. It even says kings. Where you are, you were supposed to be talking with the kings. What a challenge. It says, kings. No, go back to the scripture. It says, Your gates will always. Wait. Your gates will what?
Always.
Not sometimes. Like, now things are not moving well. But when things move well, I will do it. When you say that, it means that your gates are shut. This is why tonight we are speaking that your gates should remain open continually. Not sometimes. Continually. Not some days. Not some months. Not some years. Let people come to you with the possession. Let them come to you with the good news. Somebody say, I stand at my gate.
I speak.
Everybody sent by God.
Manifest.
Show up. Am I talking to you? Am I speaking to you? Your gates shall open.
Amen.
continually. You'll be getting a call after another call. Hello? Ah, a good news. After 5 days, hello? Another good news. After 10 days, an email. Good news. After 2 days, good news. And the Bible says day and night. You are sleeping. Your phone, grrr. You won't even switch it off like, hey, people disturb me so much. Because some of the people who call you at night, useless people. Packaged by the devil. From now, the people who will be calling you when you are sleeping, when you won't even put your phone on silent because you know anything can happen. Yes. You can get a contract the midnight. Yes. When you hear the phone, grr, 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 you pick it. Hello? Hello? You want to say, who is this? That's how we know that things are really bad in your life. When somebody has called you on a new number, you said, who is this? That's how we know that you are really struggling. Satanic agents are calling. You understand? But when your doors open continually, at night, grrr, you take the phone. Hello? Hello? You even know, hello? Hello, sir? Is it madam? Hello? Yes, how are you? You know you're about to hear what? Good news. Good news. How are you? I'm fine. Also to call you late. We have a meeting tomorrow at 10 in the morning. Oh, yeah, yes, ma'am. Who's this, ma'am? Hello? Yes, it's me. Where did you get my number? And true to your thinking, you ask, why are you calling? Useless story. Packaged by the devil. Just to mess your night. Then you cut it with anger. Cut it like this. I don't know if there's holy anger or just anger. Or anger from the bloodline. Cut the phone like this and drop the phone there and switch it off. You sleep. You know, it's like, okay, let me switch on my phone. You just switch it on. Krr, 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 the same guy. Ah! Just know that your gates are closed. When you see that, just know that your gates are what?
Closed.
Are closed. You check your email from a service provider. When are you paying this? You check another email. It's like everybody's fighting you with money. The electricity company, they want their bill. The water board, they want your bill. This one, everybody, when you open your phone, your gates are shut. And tonight we are standing at your gates. And we are speaking in the name of Jesus. Let your gates open continually. May they open day and night. The Bible says when the gates shall open, it says so that men may bring wealth. We're going to read this scripture together. 1, 2, 3, go read.
Your gates will always stand open. They will never be shut, day or night, so that people may bring you the wealth of the nations, the kings led in triumphal procession.
Your gates. Most people are operating on closed gates. That's why Jesus said what? When I give you the keys, he says, no one, when you open, no one will shut it. Because most of your gates are shut. There is somebody who comes to shut. You find an opportunity somewhere, before you get the opportunity, it is shut. Something looks like it's moving well, before you know it, it's shut. Just know that the enemy is after your gates. And this is not a metaphor. We are not using it as an example, like just, no, it's a reality. It is what happens in the realms of the spirit. All your opportunities, they may be shut because the enemy knows. All good people, they disappear from you. As I'm talking to you right now, the people who are remaining are the useless ones. Who all of you, all you are talking is that things are not moving. All of you, when you are chatting. Okay. Like, things are tough. Your friend also says, yeah. Can you imagine? Somebody say, in the name of Jesus. My gates shall remain open.
My gates shall remain open.
Don't take this as a teaching. It isn't. This is a prophecy that is opening your eyes. And even now, your prayer life has completely been shaped. You want to pray like how you were praying before. Now you know that, okay, now I know. Imagine there's nobody the whole year from January up until today. Nobody has given you a phone call. Or no one is interested to do anything with you. Is that okay?
No.
Is that normal?
No.
Even the people, you yourself, you jumped out of the gate yourself to say, maybe let me go out. Since no one is coming in through the gate, let me myself go and hunt opportunities. And you jump the gate. Even like that, no one is interested. Hear me. It's not just a happening. There's a demonic interference. There's a demonic interference. And tonight we are speaking to that interference. In the name of Jesus, come out. So I rebuke you, Satan. I clear my gates. Stand up on your feet. Time came when God's people were supposed to leave Egypt and go to Israel. But there was one man who the enemy packaged and he became a gate. He says, you will not go home. Is Egypt our home? Answer my question. Is Egypt our home?
No.
Our home is Canaan. Are we not supposed to go back home? He says, I don't care. I will not allow you. Whether God has told you or not, you're not going. There are spirits right now raised by Satan. That are saying, I don't care whether Major One gave you a prophecy or not. This will not happen. Imagine this was Moses, a prophet of God. He brings the message. And he says, no, you will not go. Do you really think it was him talking? There was something behind. There are spirits right now. They may not talk, but they know you very well. And they are closing every opportunity. Every door of yours is closed. It's just you and your family. As I'm talking right now, it's just you and your family. The only one that you can actually talk to, maybe to give you an opportunity, is those who can even borrow money from. But unfortunately, you already borrowed already. So you can't go for the second time. You have to clear the other bill. Say, it's stopping tonight.
It's stopping tonight.
No, come on. Say it louder. It's stopping tonight.
It's stopping tonight.
Say, God is bringing people.
God is bringing
people. My gates shall remain open.
My gates shall remain open.
There are three spirits which the devil uses so much on these gates. There could be more. But common spirits at the gates, the human gates, how you can actually know that I think there is this. Number one, we call this demon of rejection. This spirit of rejection, do not take it lightly. You may not be rejected by people, but you may be rejected by opportunities. You put your money in this business, rejection. You try this, it does not work. The fact that people are smiling at you, it does not mean that even your business is smiling at you. You apply here, rejected. You apply there, rejected. That shows you that in the spirit, the demonic world has closed your doors. Your gates are closed. Why did you close your business? There were no customers. It wasn't moving. Or there were no funders. Funders are not spirits, they are humans. These are gates. If there was a funder, your business could go far. If there was somebody to give you capital, your business could go far. So rejection is a spirit that begins to operate. It's not when people are rejecting you that you should think you have got rejection. Sometimes even what you are doing, there is a rejection. You are being rejected. I deal with that spirit every day. Trust you me. You know it. I have dealt with everywhere I go, where the enemy will just raise up people to start fighting major one. We are fighting him. No, he's fake. He's this. Yet I'm doing well in ministry. I'm telling you, do you know why? I handle that gate. Because if you are not careful, that's why many prophets are falling. Because once that rejection comes, the enemy wants to stop access of people who are coming to you. Access. You have a business. You start it, it falls. You start that one, it falls. You try this, it falls. You apply here, no answer. No one is answering. If the answer is bad news, thank you for your application. You even get an email. They are very mean. You even get an email like, oh, I got an email from that company, I applied. You open. Oh, thank you so much. We are so grateful. The whole paragraph talking good things. At the end, unfortunately, we regret. Somebody says, I'm dealing with this spirit now. Say, I am now in charge over my gates. No more rejection.
No more rejection.
Say, I speak access.
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 Access
of divine agents.
God's
agents. Listen to me. If Elisha didn't meet Elijah, Elisha could never be a prophet. His gate was Elijah. Am I talking to you?
Oh, yes.
Joseph could never become a prime minister. His gate was a fellow prisoner who, when he came out, he went to speak good things to the king. Somebody shout, I'm a gatekeeper.
I'm a gatekeeper.
Said again, I am a
gatekeeper.
I'm keeping my gates.
I'm watching over my gates.
Say no more rejection.
No more rejection.
Will penetrate through my gates.
Will penetrate through my gates.
Are you here? So common spirit, rejection. How you know you're dealing with the human gates? Rejection. Number two, the mute spirit, which Jesus rebuked in Mark chapter 9. He said, you dumb and mute spirit. Mute, the silent spirit. This is a spirit of silence. As I'm talking to you right now, your whole project is silence. You don't know what step to take, what to do. There's just silence. Nothing is happening, it's just silent. God will send someone who is going to show up. You didn't hear me. God will send someone. That person will show up. And that silent business will begin to have life. That silence will disappear. You applied everywhere. You applied, and everywhere you applied, no one is answering. It's just silent. I am saying, God will stir people tonight. Someone wake up in the morning and say, we want to pick this person. There'll be a stirring in the spirit. The demon of silence at your gate is coming out. Somebody say, rebuke silence. Human gets. People just become mute. It's a spirit. Jesus said it. He said, you mute spirit. Just as I'm talking to you right now, it's just silent. Oh, I have investors. Investors, where are they? They went silent. Like, can you imagine the people who came and were discussing, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. This. It is so exciting about it. We're going to do this, we're going to do this. A few moments later, silence. Jesus said, you mute spirit, come out. Say, human gates. Imagine after buying a lot of hair, a lot of products, people are saying, please, I want you to get this for me. I want. You buy what? We want to press an order. Hey, when you bring hair next time, let me know. Now you brought your hair. Now you're informing them that I brought the hair, and everybody is silent. Human gates. When these gates, when God opens them, you don't look for them. Amen. The Bible says they'll be the ones bringing in money. They'll be the ones bringing in contracts, bringing in opportunities, bringing in. I command your gates to open. I command your gates to open. I command your gates to open. As you raise up your hands, by the Spirit of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, I deal with those closed opportunities. Every closed opportunity in your life, which the enemy is using to come out. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I stand at my gate.
I stand at my gate.
I stand at my human gates.
I stand at my human gates.
Everyone assigned by the Lord.
Everyone assigned by the Lord.
To bring a miracle to me.
To bring a miracle to me.
An elevation.
An elevation.
Good news.
Good news.
Let the gates open.
Let the gates open.
Let the gates open.
Let the gates open.
And every satanic agent.
And every satanic agent.
Assigned by the devil.
Assigned by the devil.
To close my opportunities.
To close my opportunities.
I command out.
I command out.
I speak gates clearance.
I speak gates clearance.
I clear my gates.
I clear my gates.
I clear my gates.
I clear my gates.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of